Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Don't sweat the technique.
You found the killer beat. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Brady went to 10 Super Bowls. Thank you, Hive. We had the most intelligent listener base in not only sports radio, but radio, period, in this entire country. So 10 for Brady. He lost to Big Nick Foles.
All platforms. We have the best.
I think so. I know our opinions differ there. also, Brady's last year, he was 45 years old.
Was he really? No.
I mean, 45? I know he looks
45.
45. Last year with Tampa,
that's
he was 45.
Pretty damn impressive.
He looks great. It's all that avocado ice cream he eats.
And maybe some work done.
It's the TB12 diet, you know?
Maybe some work done.
Brady's been a 10.
You putting plastic surgery on Brady?
Yeah. I think it's been put on him by multiple people.
Have you ever played a league that you draft defensive players and not team? That's tough. IDP?
IDP, yeah. I've actually done it a few times. Yeah.
Show off. Look at that flex. I played IDP.
And he's been a champion in league.
Still IDP wins king. They call me the king of IDP.
My biggest money league is actually an IDP league.
I've never played an IDP. I have zero interest in doing that. No interest in IDPs.
You're not down with IDP?
Nope. Mm. I am not.
4-5.
Philip 68, does Mahomes need to go to a new team and win a Super Bowl first? That was a big GOAT moment for Brady. I don't think so. Like,
nah.
If Mahomes wins 7 and his numbers are better, I don't care that he's done it on one team as opposed to two. In fact, I think Brady winning another title in New England would have valued that more than Tampa, actually. Because the roster wasn't as good.
Well, and here's the thing, too. From a longevity standpoint, we always say, how long is the window open? And you look at how many different iterations of the Super Bowl champs did they have. You had the whole Teddy Bruschi and the old school guys in the first couple. Then they kind of went on and advanced to the next level when they kind of changing of the guard of a lot of positions. He was still there. So I don't want to take anything away from what he did in Tampa, but if he kind of waited it out and had to endure some of the down years too, and then won another one in New England, it means even more.
Yeah, I think he kind of jumped ship when he knew that was a sinking ship and kind of went to a pirate ship that had a chance to win it all.
Plus, I think that there was definitely some discourse between him and Belichick.
He did win that side of the argument, though. Like, who needs the other more?
Right.
Like, I think it was pretty clear that Belichick.
But I think that's why he got out. I think they were butting heads. I think from whether you call it a power struggle or otherwise, I think that
those aren't the same though. Like butting heads isn't the same as that's why he got out. I think it was part of it. I think it was part of it. But I think a lot of it was also let me go to a team that gives me a better chance to win. I think that was a bigger part.
I think it's all of the above. But I think that there is more than just a little bit in the fact that at a certain point they got sick of each other, and I think that they were actually in disagreement to, like, cause the divorce on a lot of things that they used to be in sync with.
Yeah, I mean, no way of really knowing. I know that they weren't. I mean, I agree that they were also butting heads, but I don't know if that was the main reason why. I have a couple more cashums or trashums from, like, around the world. Hannah McNair did this interview with NFL.com, their Next Woman Up series, which is a great series. I encourage you all to read it. It's fantastic. She was asked who her mentors are. This is pretty easy for me. My mentors are my mom and Cal's mom. Cash or trash, that is sincere. Cal's mom is one of her mentors. Cash or trash?
I mean, I'll cash it because of the fact that I think
Stephen
that
A there.
I think, I mean, what? I think that she probably, once they got in a relationship and she was able to see all that Janice did behind the scenes and the fact that she got involved with the community stuff and all the other things that Janice, I don't think a lot of people realize how much Janice did, that I think it's possible.
Do you think it could also be possible that she's posturing?
Sure. I'm not denying that, but I think that if she puts those out there, Yeah, look, a lot of things they've done recently to kind of improve their image, there's been some posturing. But I think that in this case, it also could be true to the degree of she comes into that family not knowing anything about how the business is run of the NFL and the team, and she comes out of it realizing all the things Janice did.
Hannah's pretty slick.
I think it was more posturing just because, like, tell me the last time you heard Janice be anywhere close to as public as Hannah. Like, Hannah and Janice do not operate remotely in the same way. Like, I don't see how Janice could have set an example for her because of how different they seem to be.
I look up to my in-laws, and my father-in-law will be a mentor of mine. So I certainly think it's plausible. Mm-hmm. I think it's in play. We just don't know anything about the dynamic. I think both are in play here.
She doesn't have to follow in her footsteps exactly, but because she is more outspoken. But I think that she can understand and learn and appreciate the fact that Janice had a role in everything with the operations as well.
We just have no idea what her role was. We don't know. We're guessing. It's certainly in play, but it's also could be in play that it's a little posturing. Barstool Chief. August stinks. I'm over it. Easily the second worst month. In some years, it's ranked 12th. Is August the worst month of the year?
It's up there.
I think.
I would rule out any. See, the thing with August is that it does have some college football in it.
Yeah, I think
one
it's
week.
March.
Well, this week, some 2 weeks.
No chance. March weeks. Madness? Get out of here.
Oh, no, not March Madness.
Get
right.
Out of
no,
here.
So what's the in between of.
I'm getting rid of. So let me tell you the months that I'm getting rid of. I'm getting rid of any month that has college basketball. I'm getting rid of any month that has college football. Mm-hmm. I'm getting rid of any month that has NFL football. I'm getting rid of all of them. So September through April, deleted. Those are out of the conversation for me. For me, anyways. So that leaves me June, July, August.
Well, May.
May as well. My bad. So May, June, July, August.
But the weather's still not terrible in May.
Yeah, I mean,
it's arguably not that bad in June. Really, this is a conversation between July and August.
Bring May flowers.
Well, in July you got All-Star break, and you got basically nothing else going on.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go July. Although you could do
some golf.
You get the deadline in July.
Yeah, you do get the deadline.
You get the deadline in July. But would you trade the deadline for 1 week of college football?
No,
you wouldn't. So it's July for you.
Yeah, I think July might be the worst, but August is a close second.
June's my birthday month, but I don't care. I'm not selfish.
No, see, unlike June's you guys, June's bad. Got NBA finals. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not doing that.
Plus, the weather's not that – I mean, it's hot, but it's not like I want
to
die hot.
I know. Like, right now, I will agree to that. Like, I am craving so much that first, like, cool front brisk.
It's awful right
sweatshirt
now.
Weather.
It's brutal. I don't even need sweatshirt weather. I need a cool draft. That's what I want.
I just
right
need
now.
A cold front. Yeah, just give me a weekend cold front. That's
I was
all I want.
Celebrating rain yesterday. Oh. I was celebrating rain like I just threw a perfect game in the World Series.
The heat right now, no joke, is consider moving.
I think
bad.
I would go
it's
August.
So bad.
I think I'm going August.
Oh, I don't think it's bad. Nearly as bad as it has been in the last several years.
And I don't
think
know.
We haven't seen
worse.
Nearly the triple digits and the drought. Like to Jeremy's
well,
point
no,
about
right
rain.
On the drought. There has been
right
more rain.
I think last summer was worse.
Yeah, there has been more rain, but
this it feels like we got into the 100 degrees. Like feels like
way
100
later.
Degrees way later.
Yeah,
way later. I would agree with that. But I agree with Brian as well. That boy, I am over it. I am sick of it. I am ready for a little cool front. I think I'm going to go August. I think I'm going to August over July. I like your point, too, because then they're the final golf majors in July, isn't it?
Yeah, the Open.
Yeah, the Open.
Yeah, so there you don't have – what's the best thing about August is college football kickoff when they're playing in Ireland because the real games start in September.
Yeah, but – yeah, because really that would just be for this year because most August you don't get, like, you know, Ohio State, Texas in that month. Most of the time that would be in September.
I think August is the worst month of the year.
We get two majors in July, don't we? Because we get the PGA and then you get the Open.
Are they both in July?
The PGA is the second major now.
What's the third?
The U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
So you get the U.S. Open. You get the U.S. Open. I thought there's two in July so that you can have all the FedEx Cup in August.
Masters, April 10th through 13th. PGA, May 15th through 18th. U.S. Open, the June 12th through 15th. And then the Open, 17th through 20th of July.
Okay, so there's one.
It's easily August. I don't think it's even up for debate anymore.
If it wasn't for college football, I think it'd be a slam dunk.
So does college football start late August every year, or is it just like a
scheduling thing? Well, usually week zero is there, but usually the week zero games are kind of mid. This year's
the
exception.
It's week one.
Yeah, I know.
So it does start earlier this year.
It does, yeah.
And every year is a little different.
Right.
I hate that they have a week zero.
I mean, there's some pretty –
call it week one.
There's some
You like week zero?
I don't like it at all.
There's reasons that it was week zero. There's reasons that it was week zero. Like, I mean, I don't. Whoa. There used to be a certain date, week one, here you go. I don't know. It's weird. You're all right. You have a 22nd ranked Iowa State, 17th ranked Kansas State in Dublin, Ireland on August 23rd. 25th ranked Boise plays South Florida on August 28th.
Blue blood.
Texas, Ohio State, August 30th. I think it depends on the year. Like, give me August over July this year.
Yes, see, I think exactly. that does matter. If ever you're going to tell me that going forward now, it is going to be the norm that you're going to get big time matchups in the first 2 weeks of the season.
We get three top 10 matchups in August.
That's
this year.
Really good.
I'm we taking get Clemson, August, LSU.
I'm taking three top 10 college football games over the British Open. Sorry, and I love the British Open.
I think it's July.
Isn't Clemson, LSU in August also?
This year?
Yeah,
I said three top 10 matches.
Okay, I didn't know which ones you were incorporating into that. Okay.
Well, though that would count since you know, both teams are in the top 10.
Well, I'd heard you mention Boise before. I wasn't sure.
No, neither team is in the top 10 there, okay. Brian. Boise's not in the top 10, Brian.
I'm saying it's July.
South Florida's
every
also
year.
Not in the top 10, Brian.
Thank you.
No, there's years when college football starts in September.
Yeah, but you still get the FedEx Cup playoffs if you
want. That's not
the
as
golf.
Cool as the Open.
I think it can be when it comes down to it.
When have you ever thought that?
Because of the fact that you get the top 30 golfers and you get there's competition and there's a lot of money on the line, that I'm fine with that as still being golf, but then you still get college football as well, where in July you don't get any college football and you get one major.
Are you just being devil's advocate here? You're taking the FedEx playoffs over the British Open?
But that's not what we're all valuing and rating this on. We're rating it on the entire package for the month. And for the entire package of the month, I have one golf major. And I have baseball. Otherwise, I have baseball. I have college football. I have the FedEx Cup playoffs. I've got enough to tide me over that I think there's a lot more going on than July.
But July also has the baseball trade deadline and the open to NBA free agency.
Don't at me.
Beginning to opening free agency. That's what I was going to say. Those things. Okay. I mean, I think what we're losing in the shuffle here is that July is peak WNBA season.
All right. 713-780-3776.
That's going to become more topical, by the way, around here.
When the Summer Olympics would come into play some years, right?
Yeah, some years.
Which is
like some years, like if
August,
they're, if,
right?
I don't know. It depends on where they're at, right? Because didn't we argue one time like they had it in October once?
Yeah, I argue that it was always like late July, early August, and apparently a couple times
been
it's been
a couple
in October
times because it's so hot in those months. Mm-hmm. They move it until later in the calendar year, so like that could come into play some years.
Sure.
The years where college football starts later would come into play some years.
But it's definitely July and August are the worst. We're just arguing over the order of those.
Although,
two.
I mean, three top 10 matchups in college football this year, that curries a lot of favor.
Yeah, it's definitely July this year, but it just depends on the calendar.
Yeah, that's a good conversation. Tour de France, late July and August. Tour de France, my bad. So, okay, I'm curious to ask this texter about the Tour de France. So, like, the Tour de France wins July to August over for you. What month are you now putting in the ringer here? Because
what's the Tour de France like? 32 days?
I have no idea.
Texture says, don't forget August has the Little League World Series. That's a great point. August is easily the worst month.
Yeah, that ain't gonna win Jeremy over.
Because you get Carl Ravitch.
It's easily the. I don't even watch it.
Hey, he was supporting your Cougs today.
What did he do?
He said that in all the year he's calling the Cougs to be a big jumping team this year, moving up because Willie Fritz in year two, no matter where he's been.
I don't
think that wasn't Carl Ravitch.
I'm pretty sure that was Reese Davis.
Yeah, it was Reese Davis, yeah.
It looked like Carl Ravitch when I saw the picture.
How dare you insult Reese Davis like that?
Yeah, it was 100%
Reese
Davis.
This is the video you're talking about?
Yes, Reese Davis.
That's not Carl. This guy says RBI is the right way. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Keith, you're in the Hive. What's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Caster Trash NFL Edition. Thursday night football games should be removed from the schedule. Only should be played on Thanksgiving and opening night. Get rid of Thursday night football for the entire season. Too many injuries, messes with fantasy, poor quality, poor product on the field. Get rid of it entirely. I know they got the Amazon deal, but cash it or trash it. Get rid of it.
Where are you putting them? Just putting them on the regular schedule on Sundays?
I cash it. I don't like Thursday night. Like, obviously, I watch it. I think I like that it's on TV, but it's weird. It just, to me, it's not the normal feng shui of an NFL week. I'm not a fan of Thursday night
football. It's disjointed, no question. And normally the matchups aren't great either. It's normally the bottom feeder of all the matchups for the national games for the week that you have to just kind of go, oh, you know, it's NFL, so I'll watch it too. But it ain't normally the matchups aren't ideal. I'm not a big fan of. I know the players hate it, but I'm not a big fan of Thursday night football.
Like, obviously, I watch, but if I were the commissioner of the NFL, I wouldn't have Thursday night football. Just Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. That's
I could eat Friday nights.
I don't like that either. I think that all NFL football should be Sunday and Monday for most of the year. Like, obviously, when college football is over, they have the Saturday game. That's fine.
Because Friday night, there's only one college game, right?
I think there's two. I think there's one on ESPN and Fox most weeks.
Because the Heisman normally gets the Friday
night. He does the ESPN one. Yeah. But Fox has one, too.
Okay.
Yeah, there's usually two.
Yeah.
Maybe more, because sometimes they do a doubleheader.
I don't know if Monday Night Football actually has a better slate. I know the label for Thursday Night Football is bad games, bad matchups, but Thursday Night Football usually has at least half of them pretty good matchups. I would say that's just as good as what Monday Night Football gets, and there's always a few bangers here and there with that Thursday Night Football schedule. I mean the Falcons and I think it was the Falcons and Bucks last year where Kirk Cousins threw for like 500 yards. I think people are hanging on to a outdated notion on Thursday Night Football.
I don't really care about the slate. For what it's worth, my argument has nothing to do with the quality of the slate. My argument has everything to do. I don't like the week. Like, I don't like the feng shui of the week.
That's fine, but I just people always like, oh, it's always bad football. It's not always bad football.
No,
I'm not saying bad football. I'm saying I don't think the matchups for the most part they're predominantly bad matchups.
I don't think it's going to be if we went week by week. I don't think Monday Night Football is going to look that much better.
Depends on if they change the pecking order of how they just go through these things.
Like Sunday Night Football is always the best. I think we can universally agree on that. But I think Thursday night and Monday night are basically the same.
Yeah, I just don't like Thursday night football. Like, it messes with my betting schedule. It messes with how I want to set fantasy lineups. Oh, I gotta beat the buzzer on Thursday night. I don't like how it's in the middle of the week. I feel like the normal thing is you play on the weekends, a Monday night standalone game. You give us the week to talk about the injury. Like, it's just right there in the middle. I mean, I love football.
Now, what if you took?
I watch it, but it's just either. I would move all the games to Sunday and Monday. Rare exceptions, holiday game, Christmas, Thanksgiving. I'm cool with the Black Friday, Friday. I'm cool with them playing Saturdays late in the season when college football is done. But that's it.
I'm with you in the fact that when it doesn't conflict with other good viewing stuff like college football, that you can fill those or like when you said when there's a long holiday gap of time off that you can get that Friday game or the Thanksgiving games are great. I was thinking about the fact that from a Monday night perspective, I would like a doubleheader if they were spaced out with an East Coast game and a West Coast game so I could watch football for more time on Monday night. But then
I don't like that either.
But then you're up way too late.
I like one Monday night football game. I don't like their doubleheaders. I'm not a fan of them. I'm not. I
think we're getting, three or four doubleheaders this year?
Are we?
Normally it's opening week.
They expanded. Yeah, it used to just be opening week, but they've expanded.
And they've also done it now where they don't even have the East Coast, West Coast.
No. Right? They overlap.
It's an
they
hour.
Overlap by 30
I hate
minutes.
The overlap.
Oh, it's more than that. There's only
an hour
difference between the start times.
It's ridiculous. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. David, you're in the Hive. What's up?
David, go.
Hello?
Yeah. Yep, go. You're
up. What's going on? Yeah, just talking about the Thursday night football, man. I just like the fantasy perspective on it. Like, I only play running back on Thursday night football anyway.
You broke up there a little bit, David. Sorry about that. The fantasy impact. Maybe it's just a standalone, pick 'em contest type of deal, like prize picks, underdog, that sort of thing. I wonder if that's what he's talking about. Because, from a seasonal fantasy league, I don't like Thursday night football. It's like, I forgot to set my lineup. I'm screwed. I'm just not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. The only thing, the only good thing about the Thursday night football is the color rush jerseys. He did one of the forehead emoji though. He might
be
sarcastic.
Through the Thursday night schedule. I think people are sleeping on these matchups. Have you seen the Thursday night football schedule?
I know what it's been in the past.
The one
I don't
in
know
Brazil
what it
is good.
So they open with Washington and Green Bay. That's a pretty good matchup.
No quarterback play on one.
Miami at Buffalo.
When's the Brazil game?
That's a Friday game.
Oh,
yeah, it's
hope
a Friday
they fix
game.
The turf.
I don't really care that much.
Well, someone's going to get hurt.
As long as it's not a Texan, I'm okay with that.
But Miami at Buffalo, that's at least decent. Seattle, Arizona, okay, that's kind of a dud. Mm-hmm. But then Niners, Rams, Eagles, Giants. At least you got one good team there.
Oh, God, well, that's okay.
Steelers, Bengals, Vikings, Chargers, Ravens, Dolphins, Raiders, Broncos. I mean,
Miami's got multiple Thursday night games.
They do, yeah. Texans, Bills in week 12.
So, I don't think you were allowed to have more than one Thursday night game.
Cowboys-Lions. Well, actually, I think that... No, that's December 4th. That is an actual Thursday night game. Atlanta-Tampa Bay. Like, it's not a bad schedule.
No, it's pretty solid.
And I'm sure Monday night sucks this year because Monday night has gone down.
That I'd have to look at. I'm just looking at the Thursday night one. But, yeah, I don't. It's funny. Like, ESPN paid all that money for the Monday night package, and they get, like, the worst playoff game, and they seemingly get no better than the Thursday night football schedule.
No, yeah.
That's weird.
A bad take by that guy. Color Rush might be the worst part about Thursday night football, and there's a lot to hate about Thursday night football. I think he was being sarcastic. I think he used the palm to forehead emoji. Mm-hmm. I think that meant sarcasm, but it wasn't the slash S. Hey, reading through emojis is tough to do. I mean, Al Michaels on the Thursday night call. That's not great.
No. That part sucks. Yeah.
Kirk, I have a tough time. I like Kirk Herbstreit. I think he's really good football color analyst. I have a tough time taking him. I don't want to say the word seriously. I have a tough time consuming him in NFL form. To me,
because you're so used
voice.
To, you're conditioned to the college football.
I hear
football
him and I think
Saturday
college
night.
Football. Yeah. So when I hear him, I don't think, yeah, Thursday night football with this banger slate. I don't. And yeah, then Al different. Michaels is like stumbling over every other word.
I agree in the fact that it's different. Like play-by-play guys can cross over to do basketball, can do football, can do golf, can do a lot of different things. From an analyst point of view, I do kind of pigeonhole the analysts into college and pro football.
Yeah, like yeah, you're right. Because like Buck can do like multiple sports, yeah. No problem there.
Tirico.
Tirico's really, really good. Yeah, it's I just hear Herbstreit and like that's called, like I used to do the same thing with Nestler. Brad Nestler called some NFL games. Did he call Monday Night Football?
He did the doubleheader.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he had it. Did he?
I feel
not
like he went beyond that for like 2 years.
Did he have the Thursday night games before Al Michaels?
That sounds right.
I feel like I've heard more Nestler than just a standalone like one off Monday night game, but I could be wrong. But whenever I would hear Nestler's voice. Like, this isn't an NFL game. Like, right. This should be college football. I should be getting ready for the SEC. Did he do Big Ten football last year, too? That was also weird.
Well, because CBS
He was doing, like, Iowa, Illinois. I'm like, no, this guy should be doing Alabama, LSU. What is going on here? Same thing with Vern Lundquist. Like, could you imagine Vern Lundquist doing Nebraska, Wisconsin? No.
Vern's
absolutely
so good.
Not.
He's so good, though. He was, anyway.
Texter Gus Johnson's the worst thing about football, period.
I'm glad that fad wore off. He was way over the top for me.
Bring back Brett Musburger. Musburger was great.
You are looking live.
Was a big Musburger fan. And again, I know he started off in the NFL, but it's another voice that I recognize with college football. The big game. Big primetime game on a Saturday night. There's Musburger. Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, Houston Horror Fest, and Elvis Week are all in August. Come on, LOL. Vote for August, I guess. I would be down for back-to-back Monday night games, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. I don't want to do that every Monday. I really don't like it when they do it, period. I can tolerate it. Don't love it. World Cup is in July. That's a good point, but that's not every year.
Nope.
So the years would be different. If you got rid of July, you'd miss out on the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Oh, well. Overrated that thing is, too. It's gross. You enjoy watching men, middle-aged men, scarf down hot dogs.
Where are you on the NFL Network early morning games?
I'm not a huge fan of those.
I'm not either. It's almost too early to catch. I forget that they're even on.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of those either. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We're going to give away a couple of tickets, Brian. Like one winner, two tickets?
One pair of tickets, yeah.
We're going to give away one pair of tickets coming up next. Men of the People, a game I've never lost in. We're going to play Men of the People. Callers, call in now. You'll be assigned to Joel's team or my team, 713-780-3776. Whoever wins this game that I've never lost, Brian shakes his head no whenever I bring that up.
Because you lost the last time you faced Joel.
Whoever wins gets a pair of tickets to the ESPN Houston Listener Appreciation Party, September 5th, 6:30 to 9:30 at St. Arnold. 713-780-3776. Men of the People, coming up next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Did you ever get screwed over at work? You had a judge of a competition that was inaccurately and unfairly making the rules as he went along? You probably have, and that makes you sick. It makes you upset, sick to your stomach. Well, if you want to get rid of that stress and anxiety, I suggest Two Creeks Crossing Resort. That's what I do anytime I have a judge of a contest that's rewriting the rules as we go. I get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort and I forget about it. I leave that in the past. I never talk about it again. So get rid of the hustle and bustle, the stress and anxiety, and get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston and have the time of your life. Escape the city, enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. Book that stay now, twocreekscrossingresort.com. From open green spaces to wildlife, wildlife. Beautiful, majestic trees and some of the best fishing in Texas. You can't beat it. It's only 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without traveling too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Hike the 92 acres of property. Do some kayaking. Play some pickleball. Hang out by the pool with a drink. It's fantastic. It's a great time. You're going to love that you go out there. We were out there a couple of months ago. We had a fantastic time. We stayed in the treehouse. The Branham kids loved the treehouse, but they have glamping out there as well. They have cabins right on the creek that you're going to love. They have perfect RV hookup spots that are going to be great for you, too, if you own the RV. They have the perfect stay for everybody. So book that stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
ESPN 97.5.
The Killer Bees are back, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous spin.
Let's play Man of the People.
Man of the People, game I've never been defeated in. Family Feud, basically. Is my mic on?
Sure, I hear you.
I can't hear myself. A little more flare in my headphone. All right, Family Feud, basically. Brian's going to read to us how many?
Seven.
Seven of these. Counting game. The scoring system's flawed, too.
Scoring system's great. There's no problem with it.
You get 3 points for one.
For the first answer, yeah.
And you get 1 point for three through five.
Three for the best answer, two for the second best, and 1 point if it's on the board, yes. You're
wrong. It should be five through one is what it should be, but regardless. Kim's playing on my team. Ryan's playing on Blanker's team. Best of luck to one of you, and congratulations to one of you. Brian's going to read it. We're going to buzz in, and then we'll go from there, Brian.
All right. Question number one, buzz in with your name. Name something that comes in a six-pack or 12-pack. Jeremy.
Cold beer.
Beer is the number two answer.
Soda.
Soda is the number one answer.
Yeah.
Who do they ask? A bunch of elementary kids?
It doesn't
gotta listen
say
to the question.
It doesn't say.
I heard the question.
Normally they say, we polled.
That's true. This part doesn't, that this one doesn't give me like who they actually polled. The other answers on the board were eggs, hot dogs, and donuts.
That's weak that they would have Coca-Cola.
Eggs
cold
in six
beer
packs?
Yeah. It's not as common, but you definitely can.
That's weak.
All right, question number two. Joel is up by one. Name a U.S. city where rich people live.
Buzz. Joel.
I heard Jeremy first.
He didn't say his name. He said Buzz.
It's a difference. That's my nickname. L.A.
L.A. is the number one answer.
Boom.
New York.
New York is the number two answer.
Ooh, we got a tightly contested match.
So you guys
match
are
that's BS. Now I got something to bitch about.
You
because
do.
Because he didn't say his own name.
But what's the difference between it's an indicator on who
is
going
to say
first.
Buzz than Branham or Jeremy, which is double
it's
syllable.
It's the first noise that comes out of your mouth. Branham and Buzz.
Okay, fine.
Those
I'll just
are
go,
eh. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. It's a buzzer. You're pressing the buzzer. It's fine.
I need more of the sound effects, Joel.
You're welcome.
All right. Question number three. You guys are tied at five. Name a way people try to get rich fast. Joel.
Real estate.
Real estate? Not on the board.
Stock market.
Stock market?
Don't you do it, Brian.
Not on the board. Investing was the one I'm considering. I don't know if that's the same
that's
thing.
So
investing,
weak.
No, because investing is like buying interest in companies.
What do you think the stock market does, Brian?
I like your judgment, Brian. Next question.
Yeah, I know. I'm
like
gonna,
investing
I'm gonna go
in companies. Where can you currently buy on the stock market? Companies.
I
like your judgment, Brian. Don't back out
we're
now.
We're having like an.
Final answer.
It could be stocks, but not all companies are publicly
correct
traded.
So right. Let's go.
Not all companies are publicly traded.
I am being... I'm like the Astros here.
How so? That you cheated?
Because I'm...
Oh yeah, because you said Buzz.
Man, I am being discriminated against.
By who?
I don't know how you said that. What was your argument?
That some... Not all
investing
companies...
Investing. Investing's not the stock market, apparently.
But not all companies are publicly traded. You can invest in a company without it being stocks.
No one said that it was anything to do with companies.
Yeah. Well, you said stock markets. Like,
right. That's a part of investing.
Yeah, but what would you be buying stocks in? You'd be buying stocks in a company.
Investing, you don't have to invest in companies.
Well, that's why it makes your answer wrong, because you said stocks. The number one answer was investing. Okay. The others, in case you're curious, now that we got completely off track.
I got so screwed there. Sorry, Kim.
Sorry, Buzz.
Now, these answers don't make any sense. So, again, the question was, name a way people try to get rich fast. The other answers were saving money. How do you get rich fast by saving money?
Stock market.
buying Bitcoin, gambling, and getting a job.
Oh, Bitcoin was on there. I didn't think it'd be that quick.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be pertinent.
Number four, you guys are still tied at five because of excellent judging. Name an animal that's easy to act out in charades. One of you's got a
buzz.
All right, Jeremy.
A dog.
Dog is number two on the board.
Clock.
Five. Four.
Cat.
Cat is number three, so 1 point there. That gives Jeremy a 1 point lead.
What's
currently.
What's one?
Number one is monkey or ape. And then, let's see, after that, you have dog and cat as a two and three, bird and elephant. Mm. So currently, Jeremy leads by 1-7-6.
How many do we have left?
Three. Name a food that's usually deep fried.
Joel. French fries.
French fries is the number two answer. Five.
Donuts.
Four. Not on the board.
What?
Not on the board. The other answers, number one was chicken. French fries was the number two answer, followed by seafood and eggplants.
Eggplant?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So Joel takes a 1 point lead for the final two questions. Give a word that rhymes with hustle.
Joel. Muscle.
Muscle is the number two answer.
Oh!
Five. Four.
Bustle.
Bustle is the number one answer. Clutch.
Come on, man.
Clutch. Wow. Good job, Jeremy. All right, so it is.
We're tied, right?
Yeah, tied at 10 points each. It comes down to this. Last question. If a cowboy loses his horse, what might he ride?
Joel. Stagecoach.
Stagecoach, not on the board. You just got to get on the board. Five.
Can you read the question?
Four.
Oh, God.
You told me I was cheating.
You did it last time.
Oh, you've already stalled now by us talking about it. So five, four.
I really don't remember the question.
Okay, fine. If a cowboy loses his horse, what might he ride? Five. Four, three, two.
His truck.
Truck is on the board.
Yes.
It is the number four answer.
You want to talk about screwed? You gave him 37 seconds twice.
Well, he complained about it. Now you can't complain about that anymore. It's evened out.
You can't.
It's evened out.
Sorry, Ryan. You got screwed.
Oh, he did the same thing that he did last time with you.
What were the other answers? What the hell are they?
Oh, yeah. So number one answer was a donkey / mule. Number two was bull / cow.
That was a tough one.
Motorcycle was number three. Yeah. Jeremy mentioned truck.
I'm thinking old school, not truck.
And then the last two were train or another horse.
Full disclosure, I thought truck right away, but I was like, that's too stupid of an answer.
I thought we're talking about like cowboys back in the day.
Same. Like, I thought
yeah,
truck
right
away. Yeah,
it doesn't specify, but I get why you would think
I thought truck stagecoach right be a truck in modern day, so I should get that.
Well, if you were Jeremy, you would try to claim that.
I would like to point out how much adversity I had to overcome in this game today.
Okay.
That he
God.
Didn't give stock market
okay,
investing.
Buzz. Okay, Buzz.
I mean, you've already lost, though. Would you, if you were the judge, would you include stock market with investing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
But it can't be separate.
That was Vince McMahon with Bret Hart.
For the sake of me having
Jeremy
a chance to win.
Jeremy. Yeah. As Vince McMahon would have said.
But the game is over now.
Yeah.
Peel back the curtain. I won anyways. Congratulations, Kim. You're going to the ESPN listener party. I'm still undefeated at this game.
Did the person that I was representing last week get the prize?
Oh, no.
The last game, it was Joe that competed. Joe just gave out, even though he lost, he just gave it out anyway.
No, but when I won, the person I represented got the prize. So then I won.
You won, yes.
Okay.
Much different than Jeremy's clam.
Bustle guy over here, Buzz. Buzz Bustle just beat me.
Stock market's definitely investing. Texture says real estate can be investing as well, LOL. That's a good point.
Yeah, and I said real estate. Yeah,
there's lots
of
forms
again.
Of investing.
Yeah, now I'm outraged.
Yeah, but even then, you would have had the second most popular answer. I would have had first. So it wouldn't have helped your cause.
It's not true. You wouldn't have gotten a one.
Yeah, what if stock market? I would have said stock market.
No, I'm talking about the last question.
But real estate, if he would have given you investing for real estate, he would also have to give me investing for stock market.
Can't both have the same. It's already been taken then at that point. If I say it and say it first, then you can't have the same answer that I got.
Joel didn't get a point for that question.
Yeah.
His answer wasn't on the board.
Real estate.
Right, but I said real estate, which is also investing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Texter's
trying
to say that.
Okay.
So that if I said it, I buzzed in first, and real estate was investing, then you wouldn't be allowed to say
it. I don't know. It's an interesting quandary. It is an interesting quandary. Mm-hmm. Because if you would have given him investing for real estate, which can be an investment, I concede that, you would also have to give me investing for stock market, but would investing be crossed off?
It would have to be crossed off, yeah.
That's interesting.
Ryan hung up.
Well, Ryan lost.
Yeah, Ryan lost. So.
I mean, with all this controversy, Ryan could have filed a protest.
There was no controversy.
I would have tried to get Ryan in.
What was the controversy?
You buying extra time after complaining about it for weeks.
Where did I learn that?
I wasn't investing with real estate.
He learned it from watching Joel.
Where did I learn that? Tit for tat.
Buzz.
That was the precedent. We used Buzz last week.
No, we didn't.
You weren't here last week.
Oh.
We played this game.
Yes, I was.
No, the last time we played, it was Joe.
Played
it was the day you
leave early.
And what's the difference between Buzz and Branham? They both start with a B. They both make the initial letter.
Letters,
the
at least.
First audible noise that is the buzz in. There's no advantage saying Buzz over Branham at all.
I disagree.
How? What is your argument?
I just told you.
It's
quick and easy. Just go Buzz instead of go to Branham.
It's not quicker because it's the first audible noise. Buzz Branham is the same amount of speed. Identical.
In your mind, Jeremy.
No. Not in my mind. It is factual.
I think Joel's saying, like, you're coming from the standpoint, like, he has to finish the word, but he doesn't.
No, you don't. It's first noise.
That's the first noise, yeah.
Okay.
I see what you're saying, but he's not having to finish the word.
We better go back to the baseball card from now on. There's too many holes in this game.
On the back of his baseball card.
I don't know. I think the contention is fun.
It is. Y'all are thinking old school Cowboys just like those Super Bowl rings were. Sheesh, Dallas Cowboys catching strays. Can we buy tickets? I don't know the answer to that. That's above my pay grade. Do you know the answer?
I don't think you can.
No, you can't buy tickets.
Shoot this game show host in all capital letters.
Wow. I took a dark turn.
Ryan says, I'm still listening. I texted about the real estate being investing. Oh, that was your teammate, Blankers, if you wanted to. His number's in there for what it's worth.
Okay.
He did say earlier he heard. I don't know what that means. Coca-Cola sells more than beer overall, particularly when considering global sales. Yes, investing includes the stock market, but it's important to understand that the stock market is just one avenue for investing. There you go. There you go. Branham, are we serious? Donuts? Is that a bad answer? The donut? I said donuts?
No, you didn't say donuts. Donuts was on the board, but it wasn't your answer.
I did say donuts.
Yeah, I did.
For which one?
For the 6-pack or 12-pack. Oh, no, fried food. That's right, for fried food.
Oh, see, there was another answer where donuts was on the board. I thought
not that question.
Not that.
But is that a bad answer for fried food, donuts?
I mean, it is fried.
I don't think that's a bad answer.
It's a bad answer.
It wouldn't be my number one.
We definitely dropped the ball not knowing fried chicken.
I think eggplant, which is up there, is
eggplant's
a bad answer.
Eggplant's weird, yeah.
I don't think donuts is a bad answer. I mean, spinach artichoke dip the other day, well, that was a choke job. But donuts is not a bad answer. Plus, I've won this game every time we played, man.
Not
how are you getting on to me? How did y'all not get chicken? That was rough. We should have gotten chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the number. I mean, Joel at least got fries for that one.
What do you mean?
Self-proclaimed wing connoisseur.
What are you saying right now?
Because you're the self-proclaimed wing expert.
Oh, chicken wings.
Yes.
I like mine baked.
I understand.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't. I really hate them baked. They have to be fried. They're better. Congratulations, Kim. Congratulations. Yeah, beer on me.
At the listener party, we're the
free. I'm buying every listener a beer. That's how much I love all of you. I'm buying all of you a beer at the
very
the
big of you.
ESPN
Ryan, text back in same number that you just texted in with your email address. I'm going to see what I can do for you.
There you go.
How about that?
All right. Let's get to our car wreck. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Let's get to our car wreck of the day. 713-780-3776. What is your car wreck of the day? It's the B's. ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. We're going to be out tomorrow, Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble. Come out, join us Friday, that's tomorrow, noon to 6 at Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble as the summer circuit continues tomorrow. Join us every week as we visit different restaurants all over Houston. Each week, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand-new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. For registration, stop by the promo team at the broadcast. Be nice, smile on your face, that sort of thing. When is our last one, Brian? When is the raffle? When is the drawing?
I think it's the last week in August.
It's last. I think it goes through August.
I know we have El Tiempo next week.
Here we go.
Just to look ahead.
You're running out of time, Houston. Here's some food. Yep. And drink.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, you'll be on that remote then, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at that. Look how that happens.
Shocker.
Look how that happens.
I think I would try to hack into the Google Doc and make the change if it wasn't that way.
All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. What is your blinkers?
My first one, Phil Maton, doing the Astros a solid last night. Started his outing for the Rangers, his new team, with two outs in the eighth inning. And then proceeded to strike out three in a row on nine pitches. Then with two outs in the ninth, he allowed homer, hit by pitch, walk, and go-ahead three-run blast to allow the Diamondbacks to beat the Rangers.
That's not good.
Not good at all.
Not good at all. Nope. Do you have any others?
Yep, I got another one. Savannah, Georgia TV station covering the Falcons joint practice in which quarterback Michael Penix got in a fight. While he was discussing it, they put a graphic underneath Mr. Penix's last name, and the X was replaced by an S.
So what does that spell?
You can do the educated.
I'm more of a numbers guy. Reasoning. I'm a numbers guy, Blinkers.
Well, if any of us on the show, given Reese's track record,
I think Jeremy
is the most likely to say it.
I have no idea what that means.
We'll find out in a minute.
Uh-oh. What?
Uh-oh.
Again? I'm going to filibuster. I've never filibustered
before. I can just play it on the way out. You can't stop that.
I guess you're right. Joe George coming up next. I heard he wants to start a few minutes early tonight.
Oh, is that what you heard?
Last call at 6 o'clock. I'm going to nominate the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are racking up a no-bill team. Well, what is that? We remember Deshaun Watson, all his sexual misconduct allegations. He got no-billed, right? So Deshaun Watson's a Cleveland Brown. Quinshon Judkins got no-billed today. No charges. He's the Brown running back that they drafted out of Ohio State. He's also in the Browns. You remember Isaiah Bond's story? Remember he didn't get drafted? Sexual assault case?
Yeah.
Well, he ended up getting no-billed today. You know who signed Isaiah Bond today?
I'm guessing the Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns are building an all-pro no-bill team.
Miles Garrett gets no-billed for all his traffic tickets?
My goodness.
They've also had Kareem Hunt in the past. Josh Gordon.
What is the owner's gas station? Flying J?
Flying J, yeah.
I don't get those places anymore. My goodness. All no-bill team. These Cleveland Browns. So I nominate them. The Eagles had Gilly the Kid. You know who Gilly the Kid is?
Who?
Thinks he's a great basketball player.
Does he?
Know-it-all and everything.
I don't know anything about
that guy.
The only thing I know about Gilly the Kid is he's an influencer. You know, these are the circles I keep.
Like
he wears the big hat, the oversized hat.
That makes him stand out because he wears the big hat.
How many people do you see walking down the street wearing a big hat every single second of their life, Brian?
I've never seen him wearing a big hat, so it doesn't help him stand out at all.
I want to say he's got hoop game too. Like he's played in the G League and stuff.
That's where the G
against
comes from.
G Leaguers, yeah.
But he's just he's at the Philadelphia Eagle camp, walking around joint practices with staffers. We're just letting these TikTok influencers have their rule of the roost.
Remember a couple years ago when the Browns were in Hard Knocks and they had Brad Paisley come out and give that really weak fire up speech? Is that any different?
Yeah, he's a real life person. This guy's a TikTok influencer.
So, this guy's not alive. He doesn't have a pulse.
No, he's alive. Jeez. But one's a country music legend.
Brad Paisley's not a legend.
One's on TikTok.
He's got a hit or two. 1%
of the country has TikTok.
Yeah.
Paisley's more popular than Gilly the Kid.
Fair, but he's not a legend.
That was a stretch. I was having liberties.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you admitted it.
I was selling a little bit. But he's far more popular than Gilly the Kid. And he's out there taking snaps under center, also having liberties. But he does think that Jalen Hurts is great, so that's okay.
Should move him up your list.
The Twins family, did you see this? How do you say this? The Pollards? How do you pronounce their last name? I think it's
you
the Pollards.
You got close to a slur there.
Did I?
Yes. You got real close. You got like one letter off.
What slur?
Joel knows.
I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it because it's a slur.
Spell it.
No.
No.
Well, anyways.
You're not going to get me, Branham.
The poll ads, the family.
Careful.
I don't even know what I'm close to doing. I really don't. The twins family that owns the team, they decided to, they said, psych, we're not selling the team. So they had this fire sale. They're dumping all this money. And then, oh, yeah, we're gonna keep the baseball team. And
you
then
think
Brian,
that covers their butt to just get rid of a, be cheap and get rid of contracts?
I don't know, man. It's weird. And then also Brian LaLima for blasting children. He was getting on to people for posting back to school pictures on social media.
Did.
Yeah, he also deleted the tweet. Which, if you're gonna stand on business, stand on business.
Trying
if you're
to
gonna
police
have that take, have
photos.
That take. But if you're gonna have it, have it.
Telling the people
don't
to
have
stop
it,
looking for
don't have it, then the backlash
run
makes
by
you delete
your kids back to school.
Bad take, time. But own the take. All right, what you got, Brian? So I don't want to poo-poo that. I thought people were magnifying the highlight a little
sure
too much. But it's not diminishing what I think of Cade Stover as a blocker. I think he is a very good blocker, even though he wants to, you know, raise cattle and sell meat professionally.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. Actually, I admire it. I'm going to order some of his
steak.
Meat.
He's trying to
steak
step on it.
Yeah, well, he did find a way
he
to kibosh
on it. Yeah, he's
I'm
going to
order
it.
His steak. I'm going to do that. All right, what wins?
You admiring Cade Stover's meat.
Agreed. His steak. Cattle does it for us. Thanks to Brian.
That's not what I heard.
More mediocre work from Brian. He's blank on Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston, from Humble Brickcast Tavern and Tap, coming your way noon to 6 tomorrow. Keep it here. Last call, Joe George, right now on ESPN 97.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.